President John Mahama says he would continue to give a listening ear to Ghanaians as he works tirelessly to address their concerns. He said he is still committed to achieving much, especially for the future of Ghana. The president believes that in as much as people are ready to complain, they should endeavor to work hard to help change their undesirable situation. The president was speaking at the banquet held in honor of senior citizens at the State House in commemoration of the 54th Republic anniversary of Ghana. Priscilla Osuanse and Alberta Nkansa were there for Radio Ghana.
President Mahama said he shares in the challenges and the disappointments of Ghanaians, especially in these economically hard times. He believes there is more to be done. He therefore said if Ghanaians will lay aside their political and ethnic differences, much could be done to change the current situation for the better.
It is not enough for me to say that I share many of the same disappointments and frustrations that have been expressed, though I do. And it is not enough for me to say that I have every faith in government's ability to meet the goals we have set for the country once these difficult periods are behind us. What I will, however, say is that as citizens of Ghana, I want the same stability for my children's future that all of us want for our children. As president, I am committed to working in the best interest of all our citizens. Our people are confident and have never been afraid to make their concerns known. And I want to assure and all concerned citizens that I'm listening and will continue to listen.
A former director general of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation and representative of the senior citizens, David Anaglate, advised the media to be circumspect in their reportage. He cited the situation where some media outfits are always in a hurry to announce the death of people even before confirmation from their family and described it as outrageous. A senior citizen, Emmanuel Amenin of the Ghana Consolidated Diamonds Limited, Akwetia in the Eastern Region, advised the youth to be hardworking and refrain from always pointing accusing fingers at their leaders.
Comparatively with the Nkrumah regime up to now, I think there's a lot of improvement, especially on education grant. We are improving a lot. I would say about 80%, they are lazy. They don't want to work. Only they are interested in money. Especially if you come to Eastern region around here, there are small scale mines. In general, the youth coming up compared to our time, they are lazy. They don't want to work. They should be very curious, serious on the education. If you have any government will actually develop, it depends upon education.
Republic Day stands as a celebration of citizens who have honored their responsibilities to the nation and contributed to creating a strong republic.
That was Priscilla Osuansa and Alberta Nkansa. Reports from the region show that senior citizens were similarly entreated to debates to commemorate the 54th Republic Day celebration. We bring you the details.